The room is dark, but I know she's awake. There's none of her snoring. Anne, are you awake? She doesn't answer, but I'm not giving up. I know you are, so you might as well respond. Silence. I won't give up until you do. Outside, an owl announces that he is near. Why do you do that to yourself? Cut yourself the way you do. There's no answer for a good long minute, and I think that perhaps she has fallen asleep after all. But then it comes. Her voice, so soft I have to strain in the dark to hear it, to hear the faint cry she's holding back. I don't know. Sometimes I feel nothing, and I'm so afraid. Afraid I'll stop feeling anything at all. I'll just slip away inside myself. There's a cough and a sniffling sound. I just need to feel something. The owl makes his call in the night again, waiting to see if anyone is at home. No more doing that, I say. Promise me. More sniffles. All right. It feels as if I should do something here, put my arm around her, offer a hug. I don't know what to do that wouldn't horrify and embarrass us both. If you don't, I'll be forced to confiscate your needlepoint. And where would you be without the satisfaction of finishing your little Dutch girl and windmill in 7 different colours of thread, hm? She gives a weak gurgle of a laugh, and I'm relieved. Gemma, she says after a moment has passed, hm? You won't tell, will you? No. More secrets. How did I end up keeping so many? Satisfied, Anne shifts in her bed, and the familiar snoring begins. I stare at a patch of wall, willing sleep to come, listening to the owl cry into a night that never answers once.